Welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Tune in for daily discoveries as we celebrate curiosity and explore interesting facts about history, science, and more in 5 minutes or less.
Hi, I'm Luke, and welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Have you ever noticed that some animals are very beautiful, and others are just a little weird-looking? Today, we're learning about an animal that has a very distinctive look. It's the hammerhead shark. Hammerhead sharks come in a variety of species that range in size. The smallest, the scalloped bonnethead, is 3 feet long. And the largest, the great hammerhead, is 20 feet. The large ones can weigh up to 1,000 pounds, or half a ton. In a lot of ways, they look like most sharks. Hammerheads are long and thin and usually gray, although their color can vary from grayish-brown to grayish-blue. Their bellies are lighter than their backs because this provides them camouflage. Of course, the feature that sets them apart from other sharks is their hammer-shaped heads. The term for that distinctive head shape is cephalofoil. Instead of having a narrow pointed snout, hammerheads have a wide protrusion on each side of their heads that is shaped like the head of a hammer. Each eye is on the extreme end of these protrusions. Because their eyes are so far apart, they have excellent depth perception and a huge range of vision. They can actually see 360 degrees. They can see directly behind themselves. They can see above and underneath their bodies. And they can see to each side and straight ahead. They do have one blind spot. They cannot see things up close, directly in front of their faces. The odd shape of their heads is actually aerodynamic and does not slow them down. They can swim up to 20 miles an hour. Hammerheads live all over the world in warm tropical waters. The coasts of Africa, Asia, Australia, Central America, and South America are all home to at least one species of hammerhead. They don't like cold waters, and only a few of the largest species live in the deep open oceans. Some species, like the smooth hammerhead, travel in large groups called schools. Others, like the great hammerhead, are solitary and migrate hundreds of miles alone each year. Hammerheads are mostly carnivores. They eat fish, octopus, squid, shellfish, and rays. Rays hide in the sand on the ocean floor. But like most sharks, hammerheads have electrical receptors that sense movement, even if they can't see it. Then they use their odd-shaped head to hit their prey, or hold a ray down in the sand so they can bite it. The hammerhead's mouth is on the underside of its head. Their favorite food is stingrays. Stingrays can sting and stun animals, including people, but hammerheads are tolerant of their stings. Being stung doesn't cause them pain or paralysis. Unlike many fish, hammerheads do not lay eggs. The females give birth to live pups. Most species can live more than 30 years. Their only marine predators are orcas, dolphins, and larger carnivorous sharks. Of course, they are hunted by people, and sometimes they are unintentionally caught in fishing nets. Because of their head shape, once they are stuck, they have a hard time getting free. Most species are on the endangered list, and a few are listed as critically endangered. Hammerheads are not vicious monsters. They are really just large fish who swim around looking for things to eat. They have a reputation for being shy. They avoid people when they can. And multiple researchers who scuba dive in open water with them have noticed that hammerheads seem to be afraid of bubbles.
Thanks for tuning in to the InquisiKids podcast. If you want to see the sources we used for this episode or send us some listener mail, you can find links in the episode description.